Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spark of Hope Daily Devotional. I'm Danny, and I'm so grateful you're here with me today. We all desire a life that's truly happy, truly meaningful, and a life that flourishes, right? Well, today we're turning to one of the most beloved passages in all of Scripture, and one of my favorites, the very first Psalm, to discover the secret to that kind of blessed life. Let's soak in the wisdom of Psalms 1, verses 1 to 3. Listen to these beautiful words. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of waters, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever they do prospers. Isn't that just a picture of true well-being and flourishing? Let's examine how we can step into this kind of blessed life. Now, the psalmist starts by telling us what the blessed person doesn't do. Verse 1 says, they do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. Now, this isn't just about avoiding bad people. It's about being incredibly intentional with our influences. It's about guarding our minds and hearts from perspectives that pull us away from what is good, true, and life-giving. Think of it like a gardener protecting a delicate plant from invasive weeds. We need to protect our souls in the same from corrosive influences. Choosing our company wisely is a powerful step towards a truly blessed life. But it's not just about what we avoid. It's also about what we embrace. Verse 2 reveals the heart of the blessed person. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night? The law of the Lord here refers to God's word, his wisdom, and his principles for living. Notice it says delight. This isn't a burdensome chore, but a joyful passion. When we genuinely find joy in connecting with God's truths and we meditate on it, meaning we think about it, we ponder it, and we let it sink deep into our hearts and minds day and night, that's where the nourishment for our souls comes from. It's like consistently drinking from a refreshing, life-giving spring. And the result? Oh, the beautiful result in verse 3. The person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, whatsoever they do prospers. What an amazing image. A tree planted by constant streams of water is stable, well-nourished, and resilient. It produces its fruit consistently and beautifully, and its leaves stay fresh and vibrant, even in challenging seasons. This is the promise for you. When you consistently draw life from God's word, you will bear good fruit. You will have sustained vitality, and whatever you set your hand to in alignment with God's will prosper. This isn't about material wealth, but about thriving in purpose, making an impact, and achieving spiritual fulfillment. So today, my brothers and sisters, choose your influences wisely. But even more importantly, cultivate a deep delight in God's word. Let it be the constant stream that nourishes your soul, and watch as your life becomes a beautiful testament to his unfailing goodness, yielding fruit and flourishing in every season. Thank you so much for joining me today for your daily dose of inspiration. May you find true delight in God's wisdom and flourish like that beautiful tree by the streams of water. Until next time, stay encouraged, keep shining bright, and know that you are deeply loved. God bless.